way we found out is through the AIS, through one of the online forms, through the Australian Sports Commission, because they just completely cut the funding to our program to zero, from $175,000 a year to $0. So we found out basically like overnight. We found out on that day, so it was completely, I was completely shocked, and yeah, we were all very saddened about the news.
What does it mean for the team? I mean, how is that money usually used by the club?
For the Pararoos, that funds us for four national camps a year and one international. That funding, in the grand scheme of things for us, we've survived off it for the past 6 years, so, and we've kept a world ranking of, for the past 4 years, as 10th in the world. But since all these ongoing investigations between the APC and FIFA Football Australia, our ranking slipped to 12th now because we haven't been competing in international tournaments. So it's, the program's been pending for the past year. To have that funding now cut, it's just disheartening for us. So yeah, it's not good.
What are some of the options that you've been talking about with between the coach and the club as far as your future now?
Our future is, there could be no program in the future with this funding cut, because that's all we've basically been living off with this funding. So it's just not hard for us as the players of the current Pararoo squad. It's hard for those young youth and disabled athletes out there with cerebral palsy or brain injury. It's just hard for them to have a focus to play for their country and finally wear the green and the gold one day, when that's all their dreams and hopes have been now shattered. So it's just, yeah, very disheartening.
What has being part of the Pararoos meant to you, Scott?
Oh, it's been a big part of my, as you know, of my life in the past 5 years since my stroke in 2008. Ever since the day Sporting Wheelies come and saw me, I was in a wheelchair doing my rehab in Townsville, and they approached me to maybe take up football, because CP Football, Seven Aside, is the only sport for someone who's had a stroke, brain injury, or who has cerebral palsy from birth or acquired brain injury. So it's shattering to see that they've cut a full program that's the only sport for people with that physical disability.
There's been some comparisons between the Pararoos and the Socceroos of late, considering the world rankings of the two of you. Obviously, you can't really compare them side by side, but considering how much money they get, do you think there is room there for some of that funding to be invested into teams like the Pararoos?
Oh, definitely. It's amazing to compare both teams, because the Socceroos had a world ranking of 62nd, I think it was, and now they've dropped into the 80s because of the recent World Cup in Rio. So it's hard to see, like, with our funding of $175,000, we've kept our 10th ranking in the world. Now we're dropped to 12th because of the, like I said, because of what's going on. The funding they've got is because they're basically like the Matildas, and that they're backed by a bigger body, which is Matildas have got Westfield backing them, and the Socceroos have got millions and millions of dollars of funding. So for us to compete, the whole reason why this program was cut is because of the Australian Sports Commission cutting us, because they didn't think we were successful enough, because of they've brought out a Winning Edge program. Basically, they're only funding sports that are in the top three in the world, say, basically a gold, silver, or bronze medal chance, or within the top five of the world rankings. Just because of that, they've just said, oh, we're 10th in the world, oh, we'll just cut the Pararoos, and they've gone off for recent results. It's hard to get into the top three in the world, the gold, silver, and bronze, with our funding that we've had with $175,000. But we've, like I said, we've kept our world ranking at 12 now. But just through that $175,000, it's pretty hard to compete with all the top 10 teams in the world, because England are basically sitting at probably 8th or 9th in the world now, and their funding is £6 million, and they've got full-time staff, and they're basically, in comparison to the top four teams, they're basically all full-time athletes and getting paid to play, and they're in full-time CP leagues overseas. So it's hard to see us, like, we've been surviving on $175,000 a year with four camps and one international year. By the looks of that, it's been doing pretty well.
Scott, considering the ramifications of this for those, as you said, people coming through who were looking forward to representing their country, where to from here for the Pararoos? I mean, are you prepared just to give up?
No, of course not. No, that's what, one of the big reasons why I'm talking to you today. We're getting awareness out there. We've had our coach, Paul Brown, he's done so well by us. He's a great mentor for the team, and he wrote a letter to the Australian Sports Commission and to the Sports Minister Peter Dutton on behalf of the team and the community. The petition is online. It's on change.org. When it first started, I couldn't believe the support we had. It was 4,000, 5,000 signatures on it. Now we're sitting at around, now we're pushing 80,000. It's just unbelievable the support out there for the team. So if all your listeners out there could help out by going on change.org and basically help show the Australian Sports Commission they cannot do this to the team and just cut us. Those other athletes out there or young kids with disabilities can have something to aim to in the future.